Kufyat Zion, which is page 94, Tzadi Dalet. Omran Neshama, Be'emes, Hakdama Zois, Ikris, Hiladas, Kol Achones, Harabith, and in some will serve with Sears Oilom as a Shain Chunas and Nishlam with the Lacher Kol Achones. Now, Shlamat and Yanenu, let's get back to the point. Which point? Which point? What do we call it? So the point was with the point that was raised back in Ois Kuf Tes Vav, which is the question we've been dealing with, which is how do you explain evil, the creation of Ra? There's the white chair out there, okay, whatever. Amra Seichel, Kuf Yoches. So Amra Seichel, the Ra was only created according to the amount that Hashem wants. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu created Bittul Lahavayos, that not everything will remain forever, but that's only for the things which are chaser. Ach Lahavayos Hashleimos, the things which are not chaser, lo yeh bittul, elo kiyumam yenetzchi. So something which was created in pure toiv will last forever. Materi shakein ata yish bittul avayso and loss of love. That's why things will last forever. Loss of love. Main to elash shata real leishlemi akein gazar leabittul. Ach loss of love yichud shemaim achadoshim veretz achadosha sheyte briyasam shlema akein lo yelam bittul. The way he explained the briyasam shlema is like he took off the clamps. The Midas Adin, the Hester Panim, is the clamps to the Ashpa. Once you take off the clamps, everything opens up. The original Ashpa, which he said is Bereishis Nami Maimer, was the original Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create. The way we have the Ashpa in the world today is not Shalem. So the world lost love, it will be a different world. It will be a much more perfect world that will not have a bittel to it. Who should be Arna? Vahisa Ashpa, Shalahaya Bechuka Lehivalid, Ela Dvarim Bilti Shleimim. Akein Huchak La HaBittel, Shehuchak Otzerech Yimotzim Kukulim Beteva. Vahashpa Shimtzia Ubonza Ha'ishim Shal HaTeva, Mor Kovin Min HaToiv Vehara. Because the hashpois that we have today are a combination hashpois. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure where he's going yet. So he's basically saying is that the reason why the Hashpois will not last forever is because they were created Mechusar to begin with. They were created Mechusar to begin with. Okay, fine. Now, in the paragraph of Tiri, Vetiri, Ki ha-machshava ha-al-yoyna b'chidsha, ha-hashpoa ha-rishoyna sh-zacharnu, hine ha-hisa mechuvenes l'chadish ha-bittol, ki ha-keim l'chidshasa shleima mi-ikaro. Hashem made the Ashpa Mechusar so that it can be destroyed. Because he had to. Could have made it originally not like that. Elsha Alkain Nasim built Yishleimim Kadeshiipol Bahem Abitul. Hashem made it that way so that it can be Nisbatal to prepare the world for the proper world that's going to come. Ach Bashpa Hashenis. Shirots and losses of violin in Tsois. In Ibemis, Haisa Kavanas Hamachshava al Yoyna, Lahatzel Hava Yasmina Bittel. Hashem's Kavana really was to make sure that it's not Mizbato. Hul Rach Goy Mehem, at Es Moed, Choshen Biarno, Kakim le bitla bitl min ha'olam. Aval higbila ha'rois, v'samo isam v'tchum, shirotas Basically, Hashem quite needed that this world be mechusar. Hashem needed this world be a world that's not going to last forever. So therefore, it was created in a way that shayach habitul to it. How is that? That's not a hashpash lema. And la'asid lovay, that's going to change. And la'asid lovay, the hashpah is going to become a perfect hashpah. Okay.
You put a damper on it for some reason. We don't know the reason.
Well, the reason is because it's our job in this world to be regala in the Hester. So if Hashem needed to create it with Hester, which by definition means not perfect. So if it's by definition not perfect, it can't last.
Why not perfect? Cannot last.
Because
Why cannot create it and then destroy it or changes?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, he read in each creation already made it that it would not last.
Because when something has a weak hashpah to begin with, so that hashpah is not nitzchi. Nitzchi is toiv. Nitzchi is kulei toiv. It's the hashpah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, who doesn't have a soif. Once you add an element of gashmis to it, or this, it rots. It rots eventually. Can't last forever
So
like that.
if it would have been 100%.
It would last forever. Mulam tizgriata is a shezachartilach lamaila kvar. Eich moisdois kolan hagasa yisbarach him shtemidos. So now again he's summarizing how the entire world is created out of two midos. Hester v'ha'aras banim. The hiddenness of Hashem and the ha'ara of Hashem. She told the same him ashlemus v'achisroinus, which means ha'aras banim is shlemus and Hester banim is chisarin. Umina ha'toy v'ara. And so these three things are interchangeable. Hester and Ha'ara, Chisaron and Shalim, and Toiv and Ra. V'omra mitzias ara ina noilet el ma'oitzim ha'hester. Tachlis ha'starasi. Ki bertzois ha'chev ha'tzal yon livrei adam ba'al neshama v'guf. Lefi ha'tchuna shan royim b'yom ha'zeh. B'neshama v'guf. Hishves midoisa v'litzvois v'lifol tome b'shtea midois. Midas Hester, Midas Ha'ara. There's oichitz b'zeh v'gam yizeh. Al tanach yadu l'kaim kol tchunoisav shel adam l'toiva. Hachloshes v'achazokes, and ichbodes v'ashpoilis, kol ma shetzoch l'kiyumai, v'etachas ha'mochulimai. So Hashem made the world perfect. The perfect is set, world was set up with the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Hashem has a big challenge, that my hashpah is perfect hashpah. So now, where's the room for avoidas adam? So I have to make the hashpah has a clamp on it of Hester, and now there's dual koichis being put out. And therefore, every hashpah, you can't see it, it's covered over. That covering is called ra, it's called choser, it's called,
Chaser, which is
and it's called guf, another way of saying it, gashmius, physicality. And all that is in the hester category. Giloy is ha'ara, is toiv, is shlemus, is neshama. And all those things are, our job is to be, make sure that it's Mizgala.
so when something's chaser turns guf,
Yeah, no,
physical.
that's where you express physicality is through, because if it's just hashpah of Kodesh, well, that's pure, it's really a ruchnius hashpah, really bad.
So I guess that's why our goof has, I guess, a heart, like, is as animal.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So then, how do we tie back to what we originally spoke about, like, weeks ago, about that the goof is going to tchias amesim, and the goal is to get the goof back to ultimate
Good
tikkun?
question. Because lemaisa, the guf housed the neshama, and the neshama could. That was the really. This is one of the most fundamental questions that we didn't really get a good answer to at the end. That the guf lemaisa is shaykh to misak in it. Because if the guf is going to be used to bring out as a tool to bring out giloy, then it becomes a ruchnius dika experience. So Eliyahu Navi doesn't die. Eliyahu Navi's guf doesn't die. Eliyahu Navi's guf goes up to Shemaim, right? Yaakov Avinu lo meis. What does that mean? It means that they were able to perfect the girl, right? So what it means is that they were able to perfect their guf to the point that their guf became ruchni, and if without a stira, they saw the full gilui even in their guf. So the guf doesn't have to leave because now their guf becomes a ruchni, a vehicle for the neshama to bring out its guf.
Maybe that's what we're saying. We're saying
Yeah.
that something that's
Someone you can misak in the guf.
any pitara is ultimately not mitzchi, but since he was mitzchi,
Mizahapachet.
the habach, he turned into
Yeah.
mitzchi,
Yeah.
becomes like mitz.
So Yaakov Avinu lo meis means Yaakov is turned the entire guf into ruchni.
How could you perfect your guf to that such a high level?
I mean, in all of history, we don't know too many people that did it, Doc. Don't get chlishes das over here.
Even that.
Think it's Eliyahu Navi, Yaakov Avinu, and yeah. That it says on them like mace. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu also, because Moshe Rabbeinu lived like a malach for 40 days. He didn't have to eat. And Moshe Rabbeinu was ha'aras panim, you could see his neshama through his skin. That's what it means it was karan arpanim.
Really? That's a
Huh?
show.
That's according to this, that's what that means.
Wow.
So now Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from not eating for 40 days. So what does that mean? He
Yeah,
became a
that picked
malach,
it this
basically.
started off that way.
So maybe when he comes down, his guf does not is not a chatzitza, it's his neshama. So he's neshama, you can see his neshama through his guf. So it's karan arpanav. So what does that mean? It means that you never once in your life tasted a piece of chocolate. Got a duck.
I got
Tell
it.
your
That
patient.
it's hard to believe that as a child you could be so
What?
perfect. It's hard to believe that you could be such a tummy meme as a child, like a 2-year-old, 3-year-old child, that you never, like taste a piece,
I hear.
any hana from one's goof.
Right. Now, what that means is that the guf never got in the way of focus on their neshama to the point that adrabba, they saw their guf as a vehicle that could help their neshama bring out more kavod shamayim. Well, it's only guf. It only wants
Sorry.
the complete shlita on the guf. Yeah. Okay, Doc. We'll see you. Have a good Shabbat.